Okay, hello, we're on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Perek Shmini, and Trumas. And we just got finished saying that we had a machlokes between, was it Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, right? Rabbi Yochanan had this very interesting drasha that you'll come to the coin that will be in those days. Well, how could you come to a coin that's not in your days, but the Teretz says that he's in those days he's a coin. But later on it turns out that he's not a coin. Very interesting. So, but for a time, for a certain time period, he was a kohen. And Rav learns from a different pasuk, falling of Tirtza, that the Xeris HaKosov, that what he does is Maratza. Okay.
Whatever he did.
Rabbi Yirmiyah boy. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following kasha. All right. That's what we're going to start with, the third line. Vafli and Shardvarim Kane, is it true about the remaining services? So
72A1.
Yep. Is it true about the remaining services? That is to say, if the Kohen was in the middle of doing Avoida, so as you all know, Shchita, Avoida, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hailocha, and Zrika are the four Talad Avoidas of the carbon. Let's suppose he was Makabal, the blood of the animal, and then it was noted like these Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So the question is, so now, if he would have brought the whole carbon, we would have said it was Poly of Dirtza, and that's good.
If you hold like Rab.
And even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it's Maratza, right? I just use that as the pasuk which we're accustomed to hearing. So that's good. But what if you're in the middle of an Aveda? So now, he certainly can't finish it because he knows he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But can another Kohen take the blood that he was Makabel and be Zorakin on the Mizbeach? If within one carbon, in the middle of the carbon, that's what it means, Afla Shad Varm Kane, is it true that we also are Machrit even for the remainder of an Aveda? That's the question. These are all different examples, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could bring a riot from this brisa. Also, this is regarding this brisa, I guess, was talking about someone. It says here he was serving on the altar, unaware that he was in fact a halal. So also osa kechatas kezula shaloi noydel rabim. So this is a Gemara Gittin apparently. Let's see, bring it over here to the next page probably. Yeah, and it's on page 72A2, footnote 8. It talks about a case of a stolen chatas. It was unknown to the public. Okay, so let's look at the stolen chatas. It says it's a Mishnah Gittin. Probably 55A. Let's see what it says over here. There's apparently two explanations, and this is the explanation of Ulo. So,
talking about a carbon
sibor? Talking about a carbon chatas. Yeah.
No, not carbon
sibor. Carbon chatas. For the owner to receive an atonement, he has to bring a chatas. Only the animal's owner can consecrate it. Okay? Right. A thief cannot consecrate an animal he's stolen. Right? The famous Maimar of Yerkanon. That Shnei Hemenu Yuchan Lahakdisha, he's Elif Nei Chenu Shalom, he's Elif Chenu Beshusa, he's famous Gemara. Right? So should he offer certain animals a chatas, he would not receive atonement. But the Chachamim were worried. Okay? The sages were worried. What were they worried about? That if we're going to treat a stolen chatos as something which is possible, so that the Kohanim would stop bringing karbonis, because they'd be afraid, what do I need this for? What do I need this headache? I'm going to go and be marked of Chulun Azara. Who knows whether this Choyte is being marked as his own animal. So Chachamim, in order to alleviate the fear and anxiety of the Kohanim, they said that even if it was stolen, it's still going to be good. I guess Hefker wasn't Hefker. However it works, the Lumbus, right?
Yeah, so the same thing should apply here.
So they decree that a stolen chatas, as long as it's not known to be stolen, it's valid. By the way, the Rabbim, Kama Rabbim, it says Shleisha. Okay, so as long as it's not a Chatas, it's not a Rabbim. So therefore what? So let's see what it says. Just as a service of a Chatas in the middle of the sacrificial service, right? So in other words, let's suppose you find out that it was stolen after you did the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam. And then you find out it was stolen. Doesn't matter. It's still going to be good, right? The Chachamim were geyser, and they said, "What? Just like if you, it was Loinan L'Rabim in the beginning of the Avodah, at the end of the Avodah, it makes no difference. In the middle of the Avodah. So too, if you discover that you're a Halal, you could also complete it. Hadam wa Shuhu Mekabel v'achar kach zarek. See, this is a little confusing here. Because here it sounds like the Kohen who discovered that he's a Cholo can himself throw the blood on the altar. But that's not what we were talking about. In the beginning of the question, you see the way it says it here? Koimetz v'achach makter. Moilot v'achach mazeh. But in the question of the Gemara made it very clear.
No, the question was whether
the Gemara did not say anybody could do it, but even him. It says, let's go back to 72a1 in the bottom line of the first column. If a Kohen discovered while performing the sacrificial sacrifice that he was a halal, may he complete it. Wait a second.
Both.
It's so interesting. Okay, see, it's so interesting. I learned it with Chaim, and then I looked at it with the Hebrew Art Scroll, and both of them say, the Acher, can a Kohen someone else, a Kohen Acher, you see, the Hebrew, a Kohen Acher will be Zorin. No one ever had a Havamina to say that the Kohen himself would be able to finish it. Okay.
If that were the case, it would not be the same as the Chatas.
You're right. It wouldn't be quite exactly the same, but it's like it.
Yeah.
In other words, just like there's a Takona over there and it goes, even if you find out in the middle of the Avodah, the Takona still is in effect. So to here, even if it's in the middle of an Avodah, we still say whatever was done to Mafreya is good, right? So there, it's loosely coupled, which we've seen that many times. So, but I think you see here quite a difference between how Reb Chaim learns the Gemara and how the Hebrew Art Scroll learns the Gemara and the English, because I read this Gemara when I was in the parking lot yesterday, and that's why I remembered it. And then I started reading the Hebrew tonight, and I said, wait a second, I didn't learn it right. It says, am I right, Dov?
It says B'Kohen Acher.
B'Kohen Acher, Makrif, it says. So I thought to myself, what's going on? Now I'm reading the English, and it's all coming back to me. It's causing even greater confusion. Thank you for getting me that set.
So how are we learning tonight?
So I personally feel, Misvara, I really don't hear the Tzad to say that the Kohen can finish it himself. I don't hear that. He knows he's... Forget that. I'm talking about just from a svara. He knows he's possible for the Avaida. How can he go further and do more Avaida?
Mm-hmm.
We never allow that to go for the future. The question of the Gemara was only Lagami, the past, Vinogeya, that another coin could take over and assume the role for this carbon to make it kosher. But Avada, he himself can't do it. That's the way I want to learn tonight. And
the English doesn't say that.
The English does not say that.
That's interesting.
All it says is that the service may be completed. It's not
and you'll see Rash Cirilio, whatever how you pronounce that, says exactly the same thing. He says,
which one is it?
The Rash Cirilo, where it says Makabel v'Achar Zorek.
Yeah.
You go down another line. V'im kibel v'noyber lo shoy b'gushu yocho kohen acher lizrok. See that?
Yeah.
V'lismocha kabos ish ozat. V'chein kulam kometz v'achar machter He says, "Im kometz kolza, ma'ter koyin acheres hakometz." See, they're all learning. It's a different koyin that's doing the avodah, not the same koyin. I didn't look around here to see the other mepharshim here, but let's leave it at this. Okay. Okay, let's go on. What are we up to here? Hada Amra, so we'll just read it inside now. Shehu Makabel v'achar kach zorek. I mean, the question would be, are you goris achar kach or achar zorek, right? I think the kach is what throws us off here. It should just be achar zorek. It shouldn't say kach. Mm-hmm. Or even if you're goris kach, it means achar kach achar. Someone will be zorek. Whatever. It's not the end of the world. Kavish rakach machner, malach rakach mazel. Let's go on. Okay, so the halacha is if you kill a Jew, b'shogeg, you go to the Ari Miklat, famous Gemara in Marcus, that you go there until the Kohen Gadol dies. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies, they were paskin that you're chayiv golos, and before you get to the Ari Miklat, the Kohen Gadol dies, he also goes free because the Gemara makes a kal v'chomer. Marach, if someone's in the Ari Miklat, he goes out. Surely, if he hasn't even gotten there, he should surely go out with his misa.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take the other case.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies before they come to a Gemar Din? The Kohen Gadol dies, and then they have a Gemar Din and he's Chayiv Golos, and they haven't appointed another Kohen Gadol yet. La'olam, he's in Ari Miklat because there's no way for him to get out.
Uh oh,
is right.
Even if the Kohen Gadol dies.
He's dead already.
The new one, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't help because he wasn't Nismana at the time of the Psak.
He was not at the time of the Psak
of the Golas. Now, in this case, this is going to be the interesting, this is such a Geshmaka case. What happens, right, if, well, let's read it inside. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Shah. He was a Rotzeach that killed B'shogeg in Gola, and he went into exile. V'noide Shahakoyin Gadol Ben Grusha O Ben Chalutza. So now they find out that the Kohen Gadol who's serving now is not a Kosher Kohen Gadol. He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. He's a Chalal. So, Ma'at Ovalei, what are you going to do? Kamisha Humeis, are you going to say that since we're finding out now that the Kohen Gadol is not really good Kohen Gadol, so that's as if the Kohen Gadol died, so that should be adequate enough for him to be Yotzei from the Ari Miklat, or V'yatz Ari Tzachlum Komo, goes back home, or let's look at it, L'mafreya, that it's commissioning Radina below Kohen Gadol. That we now realize that last week when they came up with the psak that he's Chayiv Golos, there wasn't a real Kohen Gadol operating over there. It was some imposter, so to speak. He thought he was kosher, but he was an imposter. So maybe it's like a Nigradino without a Kohen Gadol, and he has to stay there forever. So those are the two tzadim. You know, finding out sometimes that you're not what you thought you were is like, uproots your whole life. Okay. Okay, Mishinig Madino Shalom Kohen Gadol V'Yena Yosef Shalom Oil. That's the Shaila. Nishmina Manadot. It's a Geshmaka Kasha, no? Nishmina Manadot. Let's bring a riot from this famous case. Ma'isim and Magarish of Discus Miyavna. There was the pool of Discus. Discus. That's the name of a person who resided in Yavne, alternatively, it's the name of a certain place. Different pshatim over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever it is, it was the pool of this. It was in a mikvah, okay? Shenifkama, it lost some of its water. Venimdada, so after they repaired it, the guy said, you know what? I don't like the way this looks. There was a rabbi there first who built it, and then the subsequent rabbi looks at it and says, you know what? This doesn't look right. Let's remeasure it again. And once they remeasured it again, they realized, guess what? This was never a kosher mikveh. Never had 40 saw. So now this is big trouble. All the people that went to this mikvah were all tomei. Nimtzus chaserah. V'hoi Reb Tarfon mitahar. So Reb Tarfon said no. Doesn't matter.
That's not how he says it.
Yeah, that's not the way he says it here either.
It says that they don't know when it became possible.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
We don't know when. You're right.
I'm sorry. You're right. I beg your pardon. I don't know why I got it mixed up with another case. Okay. Sorry. Scratch that on that tape. Okay. If anybody's listening, well, nobody is anyway. It doesn't matter. It was Nimdad, and it turns out that it was missing from the 40 saw of water, right?
We don't know when
the 40 saw became. It was at one point kosher, for sure it had 40 saw at one point in time, but between that point in time and now, there's a suffix, when exactly, right? So the question is, in the interim period of time, how do we view everything? So basically, this is a shayla like this. This is the two start of it. Do you go by, so the cheskas mikvah, the mikvah had a chazaka that it was full, so therefore the chazaka of the mikvah is that it's kosher. Or on the other hand, you have a chazaka, the person that was tomei has a cheskas toma. So you have two contradictory chazakas. So which one will take precedence in a suffet? Yeah? So it's machlokes of Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tarfon goes bus in the mikvah, and he was metayer all the things, and Rabbi Kiva went bus in the cheskas toma, and he was metame everything. Okay, now we're on Ayin Beis on Beis. So now here's the argument. Now these arguments, this is a favorite of Tosefta that quotes this entire argument. Amar of Tarfon, Ha Mikvah Hazem Cheskas Tara, right? So Lo Elam Ubtara Sanchi Vana Shachaser. You don't have any proof. So therefore, we'll say, when do we find out that it's Chaser? Now, when we measured it. So now it becomes Chaser, not before. You have to know that it became tar.
We're talking about just now, the person now, or all the way back?
All the way back to the point that we know that it was full. All the zman of the suffix.
That we know it's full, or that
no,
it
no,
that,
all the zman of the suffix.
Well, we don't know when it became.
There's a point in time when you know.
There's a point
in time. It has to be. Yeah. They filled it. They originally filled it. They knew it was kosher. How far back that is, I don't know. We don't. It's a kasha hamaisa. We know. Again, this is a nifgama. Something happened to it. They found that it had been. The simple meaning is they found that there was a leak in the mikvah. That's what it means in nifgama. So they discovered this leak. They realize, wait a second, this leak has caused the mikvah to lose water. So the question is, when did the leak begin? You know, as soon as the leak began, that's when the mikvah lost its cheskas kashrus.
Right.
But we don't know exactly when that was. So up until the point that we know there was no problem with the mikvah physically, so up until that point, it's 100% kosher, right?
According to everybody.
Question is, from that point on till today, what is the din? So Rav Tarfon says it's tahar, Rav Akiva says it's tamei. Okay? Zok de'umar
v'ayitim. Rav Tarfon saying you could continue using the mikvah even though you discover now that it's definitely not.
No, he's saying, we're not talking about using the mikvah. The mikvah is chaser.
No, it's chaser. Okay, fine.
Yeah, you have to refill it.
Yeah, but till that point.
Till that point, it was not kosher. It was kosher before. Up until the time it had this damage,
okay.
Right?
So why didn't people stop using it when it had the damage?
They didn't realize it. Yeah. So for 2 weeks, I mean, I had this in a case. I had a case like this. I once was hired by my father to go. Not I was I volunteered for my father to go retival all the kalim in Kingston. My father was Reverend Wilkesbury in the 70s. So I went to the mikvah, filled it up, and I started being tovel all the kalim. It was like a whole kitchen full of kalim. And I noticed that, you know, during the course of my doing this, the water level went down quite a bit. So I realized that there was a slow kind of like, I don't know what exactly what the cause was, but there
it
was
didn't come from the
there was
a, you were
no no it was a slow it seemed to be losing water slowly. So my father is very concerned because he told me if the mikveh is losing water, then that could be a big shaila.
I'm sure they had the shikha borers.
Probably they have that. Probably it wasn't a problem. Because at one point it had a shock already, right? That's what you're saying. So it's not the biggest problem. I mean, whatever. He was concerned. But the point is, sometimes you discover problems in a mikveh that weren't there before. Okay. I can tell you're into the mikveh stuff. I can tell whenever there's a mikveh thing, I see you're right there.
I built enough,
so. Yeah? Okay, good. So Reb Tafrin said, L'maza daima, what's this like? Well, let's compare it to our case. Right? You have the coin on top of the mizbeach. He's doing the avoda. He comes, he finds out that he was no good. As avodasik shera, the stuff that was done previously is kosher. So here too, it should be kosher before. Very strange comparison. Because we've been saying all along, there's a special Xeris HaKosev by the Kohen that says that he's kosher. Well, without the Xeris HaKosev, I would have said it's possible. Right? So it's, you could bring a rye if I cared from the kohen, like, but a couple of, this is a kasha that they ask. Okay, Amar Rabbi Akiva Lamoza Daima. I have a different comparison. There's another kind of soul. You're comparing it. He finds out he's a halal. What happens if he finds out that he was born deficient? If he's born deficient, the pasuk that like we saw it. Remember that pasuk is full. You know, tirtza is only if he's a halal, but if he is a bal mum, we say here in shalom shalom below kishu chaser. There's no din of ritzoy on a bal mum, so I compare it to that. I would, because this is really a mum in the guf of the mikvah. It's like it's a better comparison, Rabbi Akiva, right? Amalei Rav Tafrin. So Rav Tafrin says, Ma Akiva. How should we deal with this? You know, let's be reasonable. Let's work this out together. You know, it's like a very nice way of doing it. Ani madamali leben gurusho. Fine, madamali lebalmo. Nero, let me dine. I compare it to one. You compare it to the other. Let's take a look. Let's work it out. Let me, you present an argument and convince me. If you convince me, I'll be mitered to you, right? And the ben gurusho who dine. So Rabbi Akiva accepts the challenge. I'm with Rabbi Akiva. So he says, let's take a look. Mikvah psul begufai. A mikvah is in the guf of the mikvah, like I just told you. It's lacking physically the amount of water you need. Ubalmom psul begufah, that's also. Vayachiach ben grusha shapsul machmasachim. The ben grusha is not possible in himself. The ben grusha became possible because of his mother. It's not himself. Okay, mikvah psul. Another comparison, Rabbi Akiva Tainis, is mikvah psul biyachid. That means if you have an eid echad nama b'yisurin, that he says that the mikvah is chaser, then we believe him. And a balmum also psul biyachid. If you have an eid echad, because an eid echad that says to a kohen that he's a balmum, and the kohen says I'm not a balmum, we say oh yeah, take off your clothes and let's see that you're not a balmum. So an eid echad, in a sense, is believed. V'ayachiyach ben grusha shapsul v'bezdin. In order to pass al ben grusha, you have to have a bezdin. V'nimnu olav, and upon hearing the chachamim, hearing these arguments, they felt it was a winning argument, v'timuhu, and they said, tell me like Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, a person called Kaparish Mechayim. Anybody who leaves you is like leaving life. Because it says, Torah is ki chayecha v'rachemecha, so you're mamish the mahus of Torah. Okay, so he agrees. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, so shameres, the fact that the Gemara says that it requires a bezdin to make a ben grusha ben chalutza, so haya ayman amakim agam azmech ben oyedishu ben grusha ben chalutza, afadosok sheirat, she impossible bezdin. But just because he hears a rumor, that's not enough to cause him to actually become puzzle. He has to actually have a psak din. Okay. Let's see. There's a bunch of words here. Yeah, so the So the point over here is, okay, so we want to try to use this to answer our question. What was our question? Our question was about the Eir Miklat. Let's not forget about our question. So the Eir Miklat, what's that? So what are we going to prove from here? So he says like this. The principle can be applied to the case of the Kohen Gadol. After the Kohen Gadol is discovered to be a halal, we know he was a halal at the time of the sentencing, right? Still, he retains his retroactive status as a Kohen Gadol up until the time that his new status is confirmed by a court, right? So the din of halal requires a bezin to decree he's a halal, not the knowledge that he was a halal. That's what we see from this discussion. And therefore, since he was considered to be a Kohen Gadol, therefore, when they find out that he's a halal, the way he's learning it, the way that we're learning the Gemara, it's as if the Kohen Gadol died, and he can leave the Arim Miklat. That's the way.
The same thing that we learned back a couple of daf ago, where the question was, when the guy ate truma, and it turns out that he was a halal, and we said that since at the beginning he was okay, and until they ask and whatever, so that's why he doesn't have to, you know, pay the chumash.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's correct. Now the problem is in the interpretive variance, they quote that the Rambam does not paskin that way. The Rambam paskins that if they find out that the Kohen was a halal, ain't no yoytzim Yerushalmi lomis. That's the Rambam's psak. So it's a big problem. How does he learn this Yerushalmi? Yeah, okay. So I in Shom to see the Eon into this. Hado amra sofik bal mom avadasi psula. If you have a questionable bal mom, because after all, okay, I'm just going to say the logic. We see from here that if you have a suffix balmum, that is retroactively invalid. Because the atmedami lay la balmum, shavadosi psula, you're comparing the case of the mikvah to the case of a balmum. That's what Rabbi Kiva's dimion was, right? Mikvah la suffix, isn't it a mikvah, a case of suffix? Because we don't know when the mikvah became possible. And nonetheless, he compared it to the case of the balmum. So you see a balmum that's a suffix is also possible. Otherwise, there's no comparison at all, right? Right, the Baal Mum we know is possible from the time he was born. So how can you compare the two cases? It must be that even in a case of a Suffolk Baal Mum, it's also possible. That's the logic of the Gemara. And we see also, of course, like we keep saying, you need a Bezdin to disqualify the coin. Now, last two lines. Oh, what?
That certainly refers to a halal. What about a
balmum?
Do you need a
bezin? No, you don't need a bezin from balmum. No.
You don't need a
bezin. No. It says all of them. Remember, I spoke this out to you guys. So all of them. We have three cases there. We have the case of the Isha, that they told her she was divorced. They had the Evan that they told him that his master set him free. And you had the case of the halal. So the chulam, it says that they had food in their mouths, so it's a machlokas when they have to spit it out or when they can swallow, or those are sure, right? So I told you that when it says the chulam, it's not referring to the last case. The case of the halal, it's not that case, he can, there's chulei alma moida that you cannot swallow, because we know, that we said the reason is because by the other cases, they began to eat it beheter. They had a heter achila, because the Eved, when he was an Eved Kohen, was allowed to eat. The Isha, when she was an Isha's Kohen, was allowed to eat. But so they had a heter achila, so therefore, we allow them to finish what they were eating. But over here, he never had a heter achila. What I was quoting to was actually, the Yerushalmi is going to say it right here. So it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maplegin, where is there machlokas in Rabbi to be sure be'eva be'isha, but because they have a heter of a b'shar dvarim, in the other cases, meaning in the case of the halal, After Rabbi Eliezer Maida, he would be Maida. You have to, he has, he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. They have to spit it out. All right. So we'll start from Ayin Gimel. Mitzvah Shem Maitzi Shabbos.
What time?
What time are we learning Maitzi Shabbos?
10:30.
I think last year, if I'm not mistaken.